Well, there are also questions today about whether or not the president will soon pardon former campaign chair Paul Manafort, convicted of 8 counts of tax and bank fraud, and also facing a second trial next month in Washington on his lobbying work for a then Russia-backed Ukrainian government. In his Fox News interview today, President Trump was asked if he's considering a pardon. He didn't say yes or no, but he praised Manafort. George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley is here. And Jonathan, you're one of many speculating that that language means pardon.
Well, there's no question that Paul Manafort is angling for a pardon. Indeed, his strategy in the Alexandria trial, which is the first of two, seemed to be primarily a pitch for a hung jury and most certainly for a presidential pardon. The reason is simple. At his age, even a 10-year prison stint, which is what he's looking at, could be a life sentence. And so what Paul Manafort is looking for is a walkaway deal, someone that will give him a chance to walk away without further jail time. There's really only one person in this city that can give him that, and that's Donald Trump and a pardon.
Well, does Donald Trump have the constitutional authority to pardon someone who's involved in an investigation into his campaign?
He does. The pardon power under the Constitution is virtually absolute. The president can pardon for any crimes that Paul Manafort has committed. He can't pardon for future crimes, and he can't pardon state crimes. But he could pardon for these crimes. Now, that doesn't mean that the use of that power could not be cited in an impeachment as self-dealing or some type of impeachable offense. It's a challenge, even in impeachment, to go after a president for the use of a power granted to him in such absolute terms.
Wouldn't that be obstruction of justice if the president pardoned someone? Yes, he's pardoning him on charges that had nothing to do with the Russia investigation, but they stem from the Russia investigation. He'd walk from the Russia investigation. So how can the president do that without obstructing justice?
Well, the president can do a couple of things. One is the president could actually pardon him for all crimes not related to Russian collusion or obstruction. That is, he could say that he's using his pardon power to force this investigation back onto its original mandate, the very thing that he has complained about Jeff Sessions, the attorney general, not doing. Now, is that a convincing argument? I think a lot of people would say no, but it is a defense because all of this comes down to, in terms of an obstruction prosecution, to a matter of intent. Mm. And he can say his intent wasn't to obstruct. His intent was to get this investigation back to where it began.
Yeah. Well, what happens to Manafort if he gets a pardon and accepts it? The Hill is reporting that he'd have to give up his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. So Robert Mueller could then force him to testify against Donald Trump.
Indeed, that is one of the complications. If Mueller wanted to proceed against Manafort, he could still do it. Mueller could still call him to testify, and if he lies, if he makes false statements on the stand or to investigators or somehow obstructs, he can be charged for those crimes. And the president would be in a position of essentially daisy-chaining pardons, which is not going to work out very well.
In fact, you say a pardon by Trump would be a mistake.
I do. I think it would be a mistake in a number of respects. Now, what it would achieve is it would reduce the leverage that Mueller has over Manafort. But it would also be, in my view, a colossal mistake for Trump. I think it's a misuse of the pardon power. It could be raised as part of a narrative in an impeachment proceeding. There is a strange time factor that is usually not present in pardon cases. The best time for President Trump to pardon Paul Manafort is relatively soon. It would be to President Trump's advantage to pardon Manafort before the D.C. trial begins. The reason is simple. The counts waiting for him in D.C. are a virtual parade of horribles. It is going to get into his relationship, that is Manafort's relationship, with a rather blood-soaked authoritarian figure who ultimately fled in exile to Moscow.
This is the Ukrainian leader. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's right. At the end of that trial, he's not going to look pardon ready. So before that damage is done, he might want to pardon him if that's his intent.
Yeah. Jonathan Turley, again, teaches law at George Washington University. Jonathan, thank you.
My great pleasure.